Why not do stupid stuff? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The most popular item on the New Yorker's website was a piece of satire by Andy Borowitz. It's about President Obama's much-ridiculed foreign policy motto, "Don't do stupid stuff," which, Borowitz writes, has critics like Senator John McCain, quote, pressuring him to do something stupid without further delay. Borowitz makes up a quote for Senator McCain. "The president has chosen to waste valuable time thinking." He then makes up a quote for Senator Lindsey Graham. "The American people are waiting for President Obama to do something stupid, but their patience is wearing thin." Well, I decided to double check, just to make sure Borowitz was in fact just joking and that the quotes were in fact made up, because these days you never know. And it turns out that the senators said nothing of the kind. What they said was, ISIS is after us.
Do they have the capability to hit the homeland? I would say yes.
ISIS is rich.
The largest, richest terrorist organization on earth.
We can't afford to pay attention to national borders.
We cannot give them sanctuary just because of the boundary.
You have to eradicate ISIS wherever it is.
You can't contain ISIS. You have to defeat it.
So what they're saying is, instead of listening to a president who says, don't do stupid stuff, we need to launch a third war in the Middle East. Presumably because the last two work so well. Like I say, sometimes it's hard to tell who's joking. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.